Hello, hello, and welcome to I Needed This. I'm Nora.
And I'm Ashley.
And we just want to welcome you into this space where we are just going to be refreshed, we're going to be rejuvenated, and just come into a space where we can get our coffee, our water, whatever it is. You know, go for your walk, your run,
yes,
your drive home, whatever it is, if you're washing dishes. You know, this is your time to be refreshed. So we are so glad that you joined us for this conversation. And today we are talking about goal setting.
Goal setting, setting goals. And yep. I know it seemed weird for us to be talking about this like in the middle of, you know, going into second quarter?
Yeah.
Is it second quarter?
Spring.
All of that stuff. You know, everybody usually do goal setting like in the beginning of the year or end of December. But, you know, it's never a off time to talk about goals.
For sure. And I feel like in January, like sometimes we set goals just to set goals.
Yeah.
But I believe that like real goal setting, like you have to go back and reflect.
That's right.
On the goals that you set and see, like, do these really work?
Are these align with me?
Yeah, do these align with my identity?
Yes. You know, we've been talking about identity lately. So, you know, all of this pruning and all of that. So when you start doing all of that stuff, then you can kind of look at it and say, is this really my goal or is this somebody else's
goal?
You know what I'm saying? And so we want to take the time and have you join the conversation about goals. We kind of get a lot of questions about, you know, how do you do this or how do you do that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's important that we kind of share our stories about we set goals, how we accomplish goals. And hopefully that you'll get some inspiration. And, you know, as I always say on these podcasts when we start, is that me and Nora are friends. And so these are just conversations that we want you in on. But, you know, we talk about goals a lot because we talk about business, but it doesn't necessarily have to be just business, right? It can be any kind of goal.
For sure.
So
it could be goals for your family. I know you mentioned like, you know, setting a time, an appointment, you know, to create goals for vacation,
and
for family, for your relationships, marriage, goals, financial goals.
Yes.
And just really setting goals is really about looking at the vision that you have for your future. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah.
You know, mentally, health-wise, financially, emotionally.
Right.
And like, where are you going, you know?
Yeah, because goals is actually a place where you can, it's like a vision, you know? And if you don't have it, where's your focus? Because then you'll be everywhere.
Yeah.
But goals are so important too because, you know, how do you know you've accomplished something without a goal?
Exactly.
You know, all you're just doing is doing, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have any kind of checkpoints. You don't have any milestones. You're just doing. So you don't know if you're actually accomplishing your goal.
And sometimes you can like hit a goal on purpose or do something without like setting a goal. And then it's like you just did something, but you didn't really appreciate what actually happened because you didn't intend to do it.
Yeah.
You just kind of hit it by accident.
Yeah.
But when you set a goal, I believe it builds confidence. When you set a goal and you reach that goal, it's like you feel that much more good about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and like what you were able to do.
And it actually builds history with you. It's like, I can do this and I can do that.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, sometimes we focus on goals, you know, and I had to really catch myself, you know, sometimes in the new year, me and my husband would set goals. We set goals for our life, for our family, all of that. But then I one time I said, let's set some realistic goals, right?
Yeah, that
and part. Sometimes I had to go back. I was like, you know what? Let's revisit some of these goals. Yeah, we want it to be reachable and attainable and all of that. But there are some goals that we're just going to have to set that God's just going to, it's just have to be bigger than us. And what goals can we set that's bigger than us? And that's where our faith have to sit and have to rest. Because there's some goals, you know, sometimes goals can be, we set, we know we can reach it. Like, make coffee this morning. Yeah, I know that's going to be a goal I can reach. I'm telling you, I can
that
do
it. That is attainable.
With my eyes closed.
Yes.
I can reach that goal. But when it's the goals that's bigger than us, sometimes we just need to have faith.
Yeah.
But also faith without works
is dead.
Dead.
Yeah. So it should push you. Like I hear you saying it should be something that you have to reach for or that you have to stretch for. Yeah. Something that stretches you and causes you to enlarge.
Not make you comfortable. Like you can do it from your seat and you don't have, it doesn't cause you to stretch.
Oh man.
Then that's just, you know, basically what you're doing is a checklist. It's not necessarily a goal.
Yeah.
It's just a routine. But when you can set a goal where, you know, you can do it and it's your best, but if it's, you know, sometimes there's some friction.
Yeah.
Like sometimes goals cause friction.
For sure.
You know? So let me ask you. we can go so many different ways. I have so many questions, right? Because, you know, I like sitting with you, we go through, like, when people don't know, like, we'll go to a cafe or something and we kind of build out things. Like, yeah. Me and you, like, even for this podcast, that was one of the goals, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when we had this goal for this podcast, we had to sit down and strategize and outline and all of that. So it's not just pretty. No. Sometimes we put pretty goals on pretty paper and with pretty pens and pretty stickers. You know, oh, that's my goal. And if that moves you, that's fine. Okay, I'm going to ask you the question, but it made me think sometimes we do these pretty things because it's fluff.
Yeah.
But outside of that fluff, it's going to be some action and the work doesn't look pretty. Like the actual work is not glittery pens and stickers, right?
Listen.
So what is your process for either reaching a goal or setting a goal?
Okay, so for setting a goal, I feel like my process, number one, is to have a clear vision.
Yeah.
So for me, that looks like writing it down.
Cool.
So writing down what exactly my goal is and making sure that it is like I have a time frame. It's smart, right?
Yeah.
So it's specific, it's measurable, mm-hmm. it's attainable. What's the R for? Reachable and then timeable. Am I saying that right?
Realistic? Yeah, something like that.
I think it's realistic. But yeah, so just making sure that it's very specific. Is there's a time attached to it.
Yeah.
I can measure whether I accomplished the goal or not.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of times, like, I can set goals that I feel like my goals need to be connected to my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to set a goal that I'm going to travel the world when I have 5 babies at home. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I want to travel to 22 countries this year. Like, well, what about your family? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, that's
what about them?
May not be realistic. That may not be realistic, but I may want to set a goal to do a family vacation this year. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, okay, that's attainable. Yeah. That's something I can move towards. Yeah. That's something I can focus on. So I write down my goal, you know, and I try to be as specific as possible, but I also like to pray about my goals.
Good.
So God, what is your plan for me this year?
Right.
And usually like that's like step one. So if writing is one, then that's zero. That's like ground zero.
Yeah,
it's like
praying
about, okay, God, what are your intentions and what are your plans for me this year? Like, show me what you envision for me. Usually when I'm writing my goals and when I'm thinking about my goals, I like to get in a creative space. So whether I got my coffee or, you know, playing some music or, you know, just really creating space for myself to create and to envision.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into a space of creating my goals and writing down my goals with limitations.
That's good.
I want to be able to just you know, write.
Yeah.
And then, you know, later on I can say, oh, well, maybe let me edit this. Let me tweak it here.
Yeah.
Right. But I really want to go into a creative space with God and say, this is what I envision for 2024 or for, you know, this quarter, this particular project. And then from there, I want to create habits around my goals. So what can I do every day, every week, every month? How can I create a system, right, around achieving my goal?
Yeah.
So I'm very good at those parts, right?
Good.
So I'm very good at like writing it down,
and
creating habits. The part where I need help is accountability, right?
Okay.
So a lot of times with my goals, I need accountability around my goals.
So you're saying like accountability as in with a person?
Yeah, like just making sure that did you hit this task? Did you complete this task?
Okay.
Did you hit this goal? Did you reach your milestones?
Got
right?
you. Yeah.
So, you know, just having accountability around it, having an accountability partner, maybe putting it in, like a lot of times I'll put it in an Asana project.
Mm.
So I'll put my goals in a project management system so it can ping me and say, okay, did you do this? This is your deadline to make sure that this is done.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I will try to have an accountability partner or
a system.
Some type of system around making sure that I'm hitting my milestones.
Like
right now, what I'm using is a planner.
Okay.
So is the one I
I love the planner.
It's called the Fox. Is it called the Fox Planner? I think it's called it has a picture of a fox.
What's a fox on it? That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, there's a picture of a fox on it.
Yeah.
But it's a planner and it literally helps you say, like, what are your priorities this month?
Yeah.
What are your goals this week? Like, it literally helps you break down, you know, your goals week by week.
And bite sizes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Because bite sizes are important.
Yes.
Because if it's overwhelming, that's where a lot of people go wrong, I think.
Oh, for sure.
Sometimes people have this overwhelming goal.
Yeah.
And if you don't break it down in bite size, it's like, yeah, we can just take it step by step. Because if not, you feel like it's overwhelming and you'll never get it done. And so I think goal setting has a lot to do with that.
Oh, for sure.
When you say you make it personal and make it unique, it's like, well, what is bite size? What does it make? What does it look like for me to obtain this or to start walking into this?
Yeah.
Like, you have to know yourself, like, what would make me walk towards this goal or start
for sure.
it? Because I
for
think
sure.
the big thing for goals is to start it.
Yeah.
Like, I think we try to think of the end goal, you know, the process of what it looks like to go through it. But if you don't start it, you'll never know.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's like activation.
Yeah. So, and that's one of the things I think I feel like you're good at is like you're good at just like, you know, just moving towards it and like action and momentum. Like my strong suit is like planning and strategizing. But then it's like now I need some accountability around action and momentum.
Yeah.
I feel like you're like that person is like, okay, boom, let's get it done.
I feel like if you jump out the plane.
Yeah.
Right. And you got to have a parachute.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like eventually it would come.
Yeah. Like,
it's like
okay.
trust in the process, right?
Trust in the process.
But if it don't come, then you learn a lesson, a very hard lesson.
Yeah.
You know, but I do. I just jump out there. Like I think we were sharing, like, I need to, if it's 10 things that need to be on a checklist, if I have 2 out of the 10, I'm still going to do it. Like, just give me 2. I don't need a whole plan.
Yeah.
Give me 10. Like, if it's 10 things, when God gives me 2, I'm like, God, I'll jump with this.
Yeah.
And then as it go, we'll keep perfecting it the people will come. And for me, I feel like also if I can you know, if I can just start walking, like, I'm thinking of people all the time. You know what I've been blessed with? Let me just say this. I've been blessed with people who can do amazing things.
Yeah.
Like, I know people, you can do this. Your husband is great at this. My husband is great at this. My friend is good. I got a friend for everything. So in my mind, when we do it, I'm like, oh, well, we could just call such and such.
Yeah.
Like, once we do it, not before we do it.
Yeah.
But project management tells you to have all these things in place. but while I'm doing it, I'm like, you know what? Let me just call such and such because I know they're amazing at this. And it's basically, who can I partner with? Like, when you think of goals, sometimes we think of it in silos.
And
goals don't have to be in silos. Goals can literally be with people that you can partner with. So I now after I've grown and matured. Before, I used to be siloed. I used to start things and just do it by myself.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I'm like, if I can, I know I can do it. I know I'm going to do it. And it's not always done in excellence that way. But as I matured, I've learned to go with the runners.
Yeah.
So I'm not great at this, but if I do this and I can get this person on board, then we can work together and accomplish this goal. So that's what I'm looking at now. Like, yeah, I can go and I will go. But as I'm going, I'm kind of
collaborating
people and we're moving along.
I love that.
So that's more so my goals. You know?
And I love that. And I think that's where I need to be. That's where I want to be as far as like just starting to develop those strategic partnerships in the goals that God has given me. And then even creating rooms, creating space. We were talking about creating space in my life for that. Like when you add something on, you have to like take something else off.
Yeah.
Or you have to move things around in your life to see like, okay, wait, how can I accomplish this goal when I have this, and that going on? So there was something I don't know if I was reading it, but I heard something about people don't reach their goals because when life happens, I don't know if you were mentioning it, but when life happens, it's like their goals fall off, on the back burner, and they don't get done. So a lot of times, it's like you have to literally just create a space for your goals to exist, and then move things around, communicate with the people in your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that you can get to your goal.
Yeah.
So tell me, how do you like create space for your goals?
I push everybody out. So I'm joking. It's gonna be real toxic. Okay. No. As you know, like I said, I've grown to make space.
Yeah.
Like starting out with goals, I was very siloed.
Yeah.
But what I do now to make space is collaboration. And that's just not like with people that can do things. It's first with collaboration with God, but collaboration with my family. Like that helps me make space. Because, you know, like I haven't been in a place where I haven't been working on projects. You know, I think when I was pregnant, I took some time off. But if I'm in collaboration with my husband, like, hey, I just need
that's good.
This amount of time.
That's so good.
Talking to my kids, I just need this amount of time. If I can get this done, then I can get this. So when I say making goals, I'm not necessarily one. I've met people who just put things on hold because they got pregnant. They put things on hold because they got married. They put things. I'm typically not like that. And I don't know if it's a selfish attribute. But you know what I tell people? When I do it, my family go with me. So I get them in the flow of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if I'm teaching, my kids are, they know that I'm teaching. Yeah. Like they grow up knowing that. So there's no missed moments. I don't feel guilt in that area. But what I do is when I make space, I collaborate and I communicate. Like, this is what I'm going to be doing for 3 months. Like, I'm going to be teaching a writing class for 3 months. And you do this well, too.
Yeah.
Because this is what I love about you, dude. Okay. Pause.
Okay.
When you take your classes, you're like, well, I got class on here.
Yeah.
So you keep make that goal a priority. Yeah. So you don't schedule things.
A priority. That's
good. It's a priority. So it's like you're mindful of it. And so with goals, it has to be a priority. And not everybody will understand it. Yeah. So for me, I have to make it a priority. Like, oh, I'm doing writing classes on Saturday, so I can't book people on this day.
That's so good.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so good. Like, so you can't necessarily create a goal in a silo.
Yeah.
You have to have a team to support your goal.
Yeah.
So even if that's your family, like my husband, like he holds it down
when
I'm in school on Saturdays.
See?
Because, and then same thing with him. Like he's doing a program.
Yeah.
So while he's in his program, like I'm holding it down.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, okay, can you help in this area?
Yeah.
So I think it's important for us as we're growing to welcome new people in our lives that can support us in our goals.
In that space.
Yes. And help us like achieve those goals. Sometimes we might need help with the family.
Yeah. And that's probably the main thing is depends what season you're in.
Yeah.
So there may be a season where you need people helping with your kids and stuff. Right, and then there may be a season where you don't.
Yeah.
But you know what I've learned too, setting goals and not getting to the goal line is to not have any excuses.
Mm.
Like sometimes excuses is what makes punks.
Yeah.
Like I think my thing is you can't punk out. Like don't punk out just because it's hard.
Yeah.
Like no excuses. And so what I've learned too with like last year I obtained my PMP, right? My certification, right? But I couldn't punk out because my thing was even when I was nursing, even when my daughter went to sleep, I put the book on my Kindle and I started studying from there. So I'm studying 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm just doing what it has to take because I learned, like I told my husband, this is temporary. Like I will always be studying.
That's so good.
So I had to like discipline myself to say, I can't punk out.
Discipline.
Like no excuses. Like this is what I do when I have goals and it feels like I'm working harder than usual because we don't like to put in work.
Mm.
I say this is temporary because this is my goal.
Yes.
Like, you know, the goal set before, we talk in the Bible.
Yes.
We have to be able to fixate ourselves in a way where we don't allow these distractions to make us punk out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to be a punk.
For sure.
I'm going to keep using it. It's easy to be a punk. Like, everybody that's a punk, because it looks hard, they're like, I can't do it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't surround yourself with punks. You got to surround yourself with go-getters, because what I've learned is that punks actually attract other punks.
but it's easy to not do it.
Yeah,
the easy thing is like to, I'll just...
Yeah.
But that's why most people don't.
Yeah, but it takes
this goal.
It takes
discipline. That's why it's a goal, because it's a push.
It's a push, but some people people like the sound of goals. People like pulling out the vision boards. People love cutting up magazines. People love putting it on paper. Like, people love it, but they don't believe it. Mm. Like, if you believed your goal, guess what? Yeah, you may have to see it, but guess what? You don't need a magazine to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
You don't need us. You don't need a prayer board to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Prayer boards are great.
Yeah.
Vision boards are great.
Yeah.
But some people just love doing arts and crafts. All right. There's some arts and crafts, and I'm not even trying to diminish it. But what I'm saying is we got enough arts and crafts going on in the world where people really don't want to do the work, but they just want to have art class.
Right.
You know, and they want to invite people.
They like the idea, like you said, the idea of a goal or vision, but when it comes to actually being the person that it takes to actually accomplish that goal, they don't want to take, like right now, I'm doing 9 to 5 every Saturday. Like I'm sitting in that class.
Yeah, I'm telling doing
you,
it.
Child, look, this Saturday, I felt like I was not going to make it. I made it, but I felt like, because I was just sitting there for 8 hours. I mean, we have a break.
But my God,
it is a long time.
Yeah.
And I was just like, y'all, it was like 4 o'clock and like, you know, we had 2 assignments and it was near the end of the day. And I was just like, look, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I just need to stand up. I need to move around. Like, you know, but sometimes for me, it's like, okay, Nora, you need help in the area of focus.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Nora, what does it look like for you to sit and focus on a goal for 8 hours?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And not have any distractions. Because I'm so used to my distractions.
Yeah.
My distractions are
crazy?
I know. It's like my kids, you know, being around the house. And, you know, they're, you know, I love them. But then now they're in school. So I don't need all these distractions now. Now I actually have, you know, this window to sit down and focus.
You don't have no excuses.
Period. Right.
You ain't got no excuses.
Exactly.
But that's what distractions do. Yeah. They're great excuses.
Yes.
Like, you can't do this because your kid's there. Yes. But then your kid's gone. Like,
right.
What else you got?
Right. Oh,
I got this.
Got?
We make distractions for ourselves because at the end of the day, we don't want to do the work.
That's right.
Because the work is hard. And that's
it is
fine
hard.
To say it's work. And some seasons you may say, I can't focus on this. And school is a lot.
But even like training ourselves to focus.
Yeah.
Or training our disciplining ourselves to not be distracted.
Yeah.
And to say, okay, nope, I'm gonna sit here and I'm not getting up until this is done.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not and even like when sometimes my kids are, my oldest is 14, my youngest is 3. So sometimes like with most of my kids, the 8-year-old and up, they're all, I can tell them, okay, no, I need an hour.
Yeah.
You know, or I can tell, you know, ask my husband or, you know, one of my kids, like, hey, I need you to watch, you know, my youngest, I need you to watch them for an hour, like you said, so I can focus on this.
Yeah.
So I can communicate in a way, I can get help, the help that I need to accomplish my goal.
Yeah.
But that takes intention from me.
Yeah.
Because I can easily say, okay, well, I can't do it because I got this.
Right.
Oh, nope, I'm not. Or I can say, okay, nope. I'm gonna lock the office door
and he's
gonna cry until someone else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until someone else goes and comforts
him. Step
in. Exactly. Yeah. Because I have a choice.
Yeah.
I have a choice. Do I need to be the one to wash the dishes right now?
Yeah.
Do I need to be the one to get up and go and meet this need?
Yeah.
No, my immediate need is to reach this goal.
Yeah. Because that's why we don't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I find funny is that, you know, I've been in a place where, you know, you just keep asking questions. Like, can somebody help me with this goal? And then the goal is like 3 years, 4 years,
listen,
5 years,
listen.
6 years. Yep. I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah.
So there's short-term goals.
Listen.
And then there's long-term goals. And you got to be very clear with what that is. Like, my short-term goal is to get this certification.
Yeah.
My long-term goal is to get this degree.
Yeah.
My short-term goal is to do this. And we have to be very clear about the time frame. Because if not,
so good.
You know what I'm saying? We're
That's
not clear
so
about it. It's like, this stuff would be hanging around.
Yep.
And I'm really intentional about goals because, you know, I just like to see a checklist, right?
Yeah, me too.
It's just like, oh, this was done. We
done,
did this.
Check.
Now what's next? But I feel like, you know, the goals have to be purposeful. But, you know, like I said, we just get in a habit. I think we just have a poor way of communicating goals.
Yeah.
That's we make it fluffy. You know, it's funny that goals just look so pretty when you put it on paper.
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep talking about arts and crafts. I'm not going to talk about these vision boards.
But sometimes it really is just taking the space you need to become the woman or the person that you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, because it's really up to you. Like, you have one life, right?
Yeah.
You have one life to live.
Yeah.
So what type of mother do I want to be?
Right.
Or do I want to be the type of mother that spends time with her kids?
Yeah.
You know, do I want to be the type of mother that is an example from a distance?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, there's some mothers that's like, I have to pave a way, you know, for my daughters to be able to do this. And they have these lofty goals and they make sacrifices in their home life.
Very true.
So they can accomplish things in the community.
Very
and that's
true.
Fine.
Yeah.
And that might be somebody's calling.
Yeah.
Well, do I want to be the type of mother that takes the time to do homework with her kids?
Yeah.
Well, in order to do that, this is what my work life needs to look like.
Yeah.
In order to, do I want to be the type of wife that goes on a date night, you know, every Friday or, you know, that makes love to her husband every, you know, well, in order to do that, I need energy and I need to be taking care of myself.
Yeah, and that's
so,
the goal.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, what are the things that I need to do or
right.
who do I need to be in order to reach this goal, in order to serve this person?
Because it don't just happen.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
if we were disciplined in the first place, it would.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not necessarily born disciplined.
Mm.
So goals come into place because goals make us become disciplined.
Yes.
So like, drinking water, 8 ounces every hour.
Listen.
Right? So, like, what's the goal for that? Because that's not a natural thing.
Right.
So it's like, if I want to not so much lose weight, but if I want to feel good.
Yeah.
Because that's a goal, too. Like, sometimes when we talk about working out, sometimes people's goal is to lose weight.
Yeah.
And some people's goal is to feel good.
Yeah.
And so, or both. And sometimes, you know, we got to be realistic. But what is the goal for me to work out? Like, you working out may be different from me working
out. For sure.
Your goal. And so, although we may be doing the exact same thing. You may be walking, I may be walking, we may be riding, whatever, cycling.
Right.
Our goals may be different, but we may be doing the exact same
thing. Exactly.
And so we got to look at it from a unique perspective where we're not just mimicking somebody's goal.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, we're not going to mimic this
goal. But you have to know your purpose.
You have to know your
purpose. What is your unique purpose for this goal? And that's going to determine how you carry it out.
Right.
So for me, you know, a lot of times my health goals are tied in with my mental health.
Yeah.
So I like to walk outside.
Yeah.
I like to dance.
Yeah.
But part of that, part of me getting outside is I know I need vitamin D.
Right.
I know I need to increase my energy so that I have energy for my family.
Right.
And for my kids, and so that I'm not, I'll have time to talk to God.
Right.
I dance because I get community. Yeah. I get to get out and do something creative.
Yeah.
So I'm tying in who I am.
Right.
I'm infusing that into my goals.
Yeah.
So it's not just I want to be healthy.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I want to move, but I want to move in these ways because that'll allow me to enjoy what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Enjoy the process, right?
Yeah.
The process of reaching my goal.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't just be about, yay, I got there, I hit this number.
Yeah.
It's what is the daily journey
that
I'm taking to reach this goal.
The journey is important, exactly what you're saying. Like, how do I'm incorporating these things? How am I reaching this, you know, how am I reaching my goal? How do I feel when I'm reaching? Because sometimes goals can also leave a bad taste in your mouth when you're doing it grudgingly all the time.
Yeah,
there's going to be discipline, but discipline doesn't always feel bad all the time because it's building something in you.
Yeah.
And so when you build something, like when you like for me, my creative space may be my music. So when I'm about to teach a class in writing or creative writing or something like that, I have to disconnect from whatever junk that I'm listening to.
Yeah.
I have to immerse myself in like either quiet or I'm meditating or I'm praying or I'm in a creative space, music. So so creativity is my makeup. So sometimes I'm listening to music or I'm reading a poem or something like out the blue, but I just have to be in a place where I'm my body's creative. Like my body's hearing music and I'm feeling it. Because, you know, sometimes creative writing kind of pulls on your emotions.
For sure, for sure.
So I have to be disciplined in that area so that I can give out and pour out. One of my goals is if my goal is to write a book, for instance, I need to be intentional about what I'm feeding myself.
Yeah.
And same thing you would do if you were running a marathon. Like you'd be intentional about what you feed yourself or what you drink or all of that. So I think that part is big because, you know, setting your goal is not just, I just want to do this.
Yeah.
It's basically saying I am.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm becoming.
Yeah.
To, you know, I am the goal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
period.
You know, I just think, you know, a lot of people, the hang up. So in my opinion, what is the hang ups for not reaching goals?
The hangups for not reaching a goal, I think, is not having clarity in why you're reaching or trying to achieve that goal.
Okay.
Like, why do you want to get your real estate license?
Yeah.
Okay, Nora, why do you want to get, it doesn't connect with anything else you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, okay, wait, how does this connect with your other goals?
Yeah.
How does it connect with your lifestyle?
Or your core goals.
Yeah.
Your core values.
Your identity.
Your identity.
Yeah.
I was talking to a therapist before and they had told me, like, we did this worksheet on core values.
Mm.
What are your core values?
I like that.
Sometimes we don't know. Yeah. But, you know, I realized when you write your core values, you start to see how things connect. Why you choose this, why you chose that, why you going this path.
Yeah.
Because your core values are connected to these things. So it's like, well, what is my core values? Mm-hmm. Why do I want to do this? Like you said, like, we should question everything.
Yeah.
I know people don't want to question things because sometimes they're afraid
to
answer.
You have to. You have to, because if you don't, you realize, you'll look back and say, well, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Why did I want to accomplish that?
Yeah.
So what's been helpful for me is also having a personal mission statement.
Mm,
so even just saying, like, my mission statement, if I can remember it, is to spark clarity and visibility through writing, teaching, and strategy.
I love it.
So it's the clarity piece is like bringing people certainty through lifestyle design, through coaching, like through writing. I want my writing to be clear, maybe explanatory so they can understand certain things.
Yeah.
I want if I'm teaching something, I want to bring clarity or bring light to a certain topic.
Yeah.
And even just, it's my name means light. So Nora means light in Arabic.
There you go.
But the visibility part is also tied in with the light, right?
That's right.
So it's like bringing visibility through marketing, through digital marketing, right? Through social media.
Yeah.
So that's, it ties back to what I'm doing.
So smart.
So if someone asks me to do something that's not aligned with my mission statement, then I'm like, wait a minute, does this align with my goals? And I feel like that's one of the hindrances in reaching our goals, is when we take on too much.
Yeah.
Or when we put things on our plate that doesn't belong on our plate.
Right.
So one of the things that you and I went through is just looking at what's on your plate, right? So there are certain times in your life where you have to like look at and just write it all down, like literally just draw a plate and then write everything that's on your plate, your family, your home, you know, your career, your job, your business, your relationships, you know, your goals, your church ministry service, right?
Yeah.
Volunteer work.
Is that community?
Every living thing that's on your plate.
Right.
And just actually looking at it and saying, okay, what's energizing me?
Yeah.
What's draining me?
Right.
And then, like, what do I need to take off of my plate? Yeah. Like, what can I delegate to somebody make room. Else? How can I make room for the things that are really important in my life? So, yeah.
That's important. That was a lot because that...
It was a lot.
No, but that makes
sense.
I don't
want to get too deep into it, but
But it makes sense because I know we've done that activity with me.
Yeah.
And it helps you see it, like, visually, like, oh, man, I don't even got time for that. Yeah. Like, why am I spending time in this area? And that's even, like, go back to us when we were, like, creating, we were thinking about a podcast. And I'm like, let's do a podcast. But it's more than just, and, you know, I kind of tell people, like, it's more than what you think. Like, people think podcasting is easy. Like, you just talk. Which is too true, but it's strategy, too.
Yeah, it's strategy.
Like, they don't know the behind the scenes. And so sometimes when you don't know the behind the scenes, you don't know the details of something, the goal is... You know, your goal can be, you can't reach a goal either because actually you have misinformation.
Yeah.
So when you don't have enough information on how to reach the goal, when you get a step into it and you be like, oh, this is a little deeper than what I thought. Then that causes also people to step back and say, I don't think I need to do this or I, you know. And what I don't really do too much that I don't do a lot of waiting.
Yeah. That's good. I mean,
I don't do too much. I don't do too much.
That first time they were like, well, we're going to do a podcast and we're thinking about it. Okay, well, the date is going to be January. It was like tomorrow.
Yeah, easy drop. In 3 weeks. Fast drop. Yeah. And so I was like, what? So those kind of short dates kind of push you past when you're ready. That's like when Jesus was at the wedding. And his mom pushed him to do something before his time. Like, he thought it was before his time. But sometimes we have to do things that's before our time because, you know, our time will never be ready. Yeah. It got to be perfect. We got to have perfect.
And sometimes the timing of your goal meets a need.
Yeah.
So it might be the need of the people in Jesus' case. Yeah. But I think even for this podcast, it's like it met a creative need for both of us.
Yeah.
And a social need, an emotional need, right? To create and to put something out in the world that met emotional needs or that meets those social needs, the need for community, right?
Right.
So sometimes your goal can push you to become who you are,
right?
It can push you further towards who you are and it can expand you into becoming who God made you to be.
Great. Is that our mission statement?
Hey!
I feel like that's a mission statement for real. Like the goals, and you know what's scary too about goals for me is that I know I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to do it, I want to make sure I can commit to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if I say, look, I'm going to do this, it's like, okay, well, I made history with myself too that we do accomplish goals. But then if I do it, that means I have to commit to it.
Yeah.
And how does that look? And that's scary. Like for me, commitment is scary.
Yeah.
I'm not loyal.
Yeah.
I'm committed though. I'm committed. I'm just not loyal to things that no longer serve me. I have a thing about loyalty and that has a lot to do with goals too. I think we talked about it in a recent podcast. Yeah. Like, if it don't work, it don't work.
Yeah.
Like, I would quit.
Yeah.
But I feel like with goals, you have to be, but in order to not to quit, you have to be very clear, like you said, the clarity. Let me ask you this. When have there been time, what is the biggest goal you've ever accomplished?
The biggest goal I've ever accomplished.
Or your favorite or best goal that you feel like you've accomplished?
I think I felt like definitely writing my book.
Okay.
I feel like the biggest one I haven't done yet, but I'm working towards it.
Okay.
But I feel like writing my book has been probably the biggest. But I think a lot of like purchasing my home, you know what I mean? Like things like that. But a lot of it is like through the lens of like public, like what people see as success.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to think like what goals am I like really proud of? And I think the goals that I'm like really proud of that it's literally things that I probably don't even think about as goals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like a lot of times it's probably something that is what are you saying? Oh, well that wasn't a goal. So my husband's saying I stopped smoking.
Oh,
but that was like, I mean, that wasn't a goal. That was deliverance.
But that was God's goal for your life.
Lord.
That was the Lord's goal.
That was the Lord.
But that wasn't for somebody else.
That's true. But I wouldn't call that a goal. I would say my biggest goal is probably the biggest goal that I probably achieved is writing my book and telling my story.
That's good.
And I think that was important because I wanted to. It was clear. It clarified my identity.
Gotcha.
So it clarified my past as an adopted child. So as someone who was born in an environment that was, you know, was impoverished in low income community and coming out of drug addiction, coming out of all of these things, yeah. right? And then into a family that was, you know, churchy, yeah. PK, you know, saved, yeah. going to church 3-4 times a week,
yeah.
you know, and then making a choice for myself as an adult, like coming into an adulthood where I felt I saw all those generational curses being broken yeah. or being perpetuated first yeah. in my life, even yeah. though I was never raised in, you know, my biological family's yeah. environment. That addiction, all of those things were being perpetuated in my life. And then I was, as my husband was saying, delivered from it yeah. and set free about it. But even to reflect on it and to pull out the lessons and to write it down and to actually publish that and to share that with the world. I feel like that was the first piece of my goal.
Was that vulnerable? Was that vulnerability for you?
Absolutely. But I think more, yes, that absolutely was being very extremely vulnerable. But it was also clarifying
yeah.
into like who I am and what I've come through.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I mean, my kids are my greatest goal, like, yeah. or accomplishments. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the goals that I've set are still in progress, yeah. like not my biggest goals. But even like as I look at my bio, you know how people say like introduce yourself and,
yeah.
you know, say like who you are and what you've done. A lot of times, like I won't even think about the things that I've accomplished because I'm still like I'm moving so fast.
You
don't go back and celebrate,
yeah.
you know, the goal. So I'm like, well, I don't know. But then like after this podcast, I'll be like, oh, yeah.
yeah.
But then, you know, I right now I'm working on the other parts of my book. So, yeah. you know, bringing that into life and telling yeah. that story.
Right.
So yeah, what about you?
What about you? Because that, yeah. first of all, let's pause.
Yeah.
Because that was huge.
Yeah.
I think celebrating, you mentioned celebrating what you've done.
Yeah.
I don't do a great job with that.
Yeah.
But I can connect to that.
For sure.
And also being in a pursuit because yeah. I think we're always going and moving and, yeah. and sometimes once you accomplish one goal, it's kind of like eating a Lay's chip. You eat one, yeah. you start eating more, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like you keep accomplishing goals. And then it's like, do you get to a place where you don't, you know,
yeah, you don't celebrate
you
them.
Don't
like,
celebrate.
You don't, like, was that a goal? Like,
yeah.
But I think in the past, and I've had, and I even said that to myself, like, this year, I'm like, man, I've had some of the same goals on my book
yeah.
for so long. Like, what is it that I need? But then that goes back to that mindset shift that needs to take place. Like,
yeah.
what is it that I need to be the person that, you know, that launches this thing? You
yeah.
know what I mean? What is it that I need in order to be the person that, so for me, let me
yeah.
just, As a business owner, I've seen myself put my goals on the back burner
yeah.
for other people's mm-hmm. goals. So for my clients' goals.
Me too.
For helping them, you know, rebrand their business
mm-hmm.
or launch their, you know, their lead generation campaign. Or,
yeah.
And so I would neglect my own
mm-hmm.
influence, my own brand, mm-hmm. my own growth to help someone else grow. So
oh.
I feel like that's been like the hindrance to my goals.
Man, that's me too.
So like this year I was like, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. Like
yeah.
if I take on whatever projects I take on, whatever clients I take on, this is my first client. This
yeah.
is, God is my first client, right?
Yeah.
God is my first, the goals that God has given me.
Yeah.
Like those are the first things that I'm going to prioritize.
I love that.
Yeah.
I did that too.
Yeah.
With publishing,
yeah.
because I was really mad at God at one point, because I started writing poetry. I was just very fluent. I was writing all the time. I published 2 books prior to starting a publishing company.
Mm.
And then I started a publishing company, and that's been my life.
Mm.
And I was like, I actually, and then I started doing writing classes. I'm like, Ashley, we got to get back to writing for ourselves. And
yes.
that, and then I'm pouring into authors, and I'm doing so much, and I feel like I neglected my gift. And so this has been a year where I said, I get back to me.
Yeah.
I get back to what God wants me to do. And
yeah.
I'm open. Like, I'm a pusher. I love pushing people. I love partnering with people. I have no problem with partnering with people.
Right.
And God's given me a grace. But I really want to be like, okay, well, what is my voice? Like,
yeah.
what am I saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, creatively.
Right.
That's why I like this podcast, because this has been another thing where I was like, man, we just need something where we're
For
talking.
Sure.
Because when you're a pusher, which I am, and I know you are too, when you're always pushing other people to walk into their gifts,
yeah.
you all also walk in shadows.
Yeah.
And you also neglect yourself. But it is a great
sure,
excuse
sure.
to neglect yourself.
For
and
sure.
so I've said to myself this year, I'm not neglecting my gifts. I'm not neglecting my talents. Like, can we duality? Can we do both at the same time? Yeah. And if we can't, that's fine. Yeah. Like, I know there's certain things I can do at the same time, but there's certain things that I can't. Yeah. So I have to be intentional to say, yeah, look, if I want to write this or I want to finish this book. And I am kind of writing a book, but I'm kind of writing it from a place of where God wants me to write it.
I love it.
And even the pace that he wants me to write it. But I have to be intentional about it. And it's like, yeah, well, I'm pouring into this. And like, I'm like, I can take on this amount of
author. Yeah, but do I have the capacity to take on anything else?
Yeah. So I'm being
counting the cost.
And I'm limiting myself with what I take on. For sure. Yeah, I'm real intentional about who I take on. So that's the thing too about goals, is like when you're used to being a pusher, you're used to making other people goals, pushing other people goals.
Yeah.
You push yours aside. And so for one of my biggest goals was to get my professional, my P&P, right?
Yeah.
But for project management. But that was so big because I failed that test so many times.
Oh, yeah. That's good. You know? I mean, that's not good, but that's a good point.
That thing was on my list every year. Every year. It was on my list and it haunted me. And I had convinced myself that I wasn't a good test taker. I was like, I'm just not good at taking tests.
Yeah.
And I told myself that for so long. And I had sat in so many boot camps, spent so much money in boot camps and failed that test. But then I decided, like, I made a decision. One morning I got up and I told Chris, I said, I'm going to take this test.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting a certification before that as like a little test. Like, I can study. I can do this. So I studied and I aced one of these certifications. I was like, well, I can do that. Then it built up confidence. So sometimes with goals, you got to start small.
For sure. Yeah.
To give yourself the confidence to get back out there. So when I passed that, I scheduled my P&P. So I scheduled it before I even studied.
Nice.
Again. So I said, now I have to. This is my goal. I'm going to take it on this day. And I pushed myself. And I even extended it. I went to reschedule it, but it didn't happen. Because, you know, I was just like, you can keep pushing your goals aside because out of fear.
Listen.
That was a big goal for me because I had it on my list for years. And I was just finally ready to face it. But I was ready, but it allowed me to say, yeah, I am a good test taker. I just got to learn how I take tests.
Right.
Like, and you know, and I didn't the year that I didn't do the boot camp, I studied on my own. I was able to pass. So
nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you needed a different strategy.
I did. I needed to study at the pace that I studied.
Yeah.
But when it comes to goals like that, it's so unique. So somebody's path might not be the path that, you know. So, but I feel it. That was one of my biggest goals because I had put that on the back burner and just told myself I couldn't do it. And I was going to count it as a loss.
Yeah.
Because I had failed three times.
Yeah.
I was like, well.
That's like with my senior comprehensive exam. So when I graduated, I took the senior comp exam three times. But I switched my strategy. So instead of focusing on the multiple choice questions, I started focusing on the essay questions, and that's how I passed.
Yeah.
But I took it three times.
Yeah.
And I failed three times, and then the fourth time I passed.
Yeah.
So, but I was done with all my classes, but I still, and they only offered it like once a year. So I had to go like every year, go back to Howard and take the test again. But once you hit that goal, it builds confidence and it really helps us just see like, okay, I can do it.
I can.
And I feel like that's where I'm at now. It's like, okay, whatever I put my mind to, like I can, like if this dude can be an astronaut, like I'm going to use that example.
Yeah, straight up.
Like if he can be 50 years old and go be an astronaut, like he actually went to space.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do whatever I want. I just have to put my mind to it.
Yeah.
Focus on it and get it done.
Yes, because I be telling Chris now, oh, I think I'm going to get that certification.
Yeah.
Like, I be thinking all kinds of certification. Yeah. Oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
I be looking at stuff. I'm like, oh, that's what I'm going to do that.
But the human brain is amazing.
Yeah, it's
like,
brilliant.
And we're created in image of God.
Yeah.
So, like, we have the capacity to learn pretty much anything.
We can learn anything.
Yes.
And I truly believe that. And if you learn it the way that you learn, then the sky is the limit. And so that's why when we're talking about goals, like, I feel like we just have to make it unique and make it personal.
Yeah.
And that's the way, and be consistent and do the hard work.
And also, I just want to put another, like, ounce of emphasis on, like, celebrating and just reflecting on our goals.
Yeah.
Like, even just acknowledging the fact that, and that's why a goal setting is important.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we'll accomplish something, but we won't celebrate it because it wasn't really a goal.
Yeah.
So we didn't really see it as a goal.
That's true. We just came up on it.
Yeah. We just like, oh, I just did a thing. I just did a thing. But even just to look back and say, oh, yeah, I did, you know, do this. I did build this community. I did, you know, then, you know, that helps us say, okay, the next thing that I desire to do, I can have, like, even the Bible talks about whatever I put my mind to, whatever I put my heart to, whatever I ask for, I can have
it. It's given.
It's given.
And it's no strings attached.
Yeah.
You know, so I hope that through this conversation that, you know, you're able to see goals in a different way. And just by us sharing that story, and this is a continuous journey for us.
Yeah.
Because it's like we're always setting goals. We should be.
Yeah.
We should never be comfortable. I mean, content and comfortable are two different things when Paul talks about content.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we just got to be, you know, ready to take on whatever God and be stretched, you know. So
for sure.
This has been a great conversation.
Ooh, I needed this.
I needed this too. I think we got to go over some goals. Like, I know we got some podcast goals
too, for sure.
That we want you part of.
Yeah, you need to be part of these goals. So listen, I want you, if you have some goals, I want you to share this with a friend. I want you to say, hey girl. Hey, what's up, bro? Listen, I have a goal. I'm listening to this podcast. I want you to hold me accountable. Share with me your goals. Like, let's hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
Tag us on Instagram at I Needed This Pod. Join us. Make sure you're subscribing on YouTube. Like, just check us out. You know, be a part of our community because we're going to be growing. We're going to be doing more together, and we want you to be there.
Yes.
For sure.
This has been another episode of I Needed This.
And
we're going to catch you on next episode.
Yep. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.